there on page 1181, like it says, like we've said before, the this parasha, even though Hazinu is seems to be like a small parasha, it deals with an extraordinary amount of inyanim of din and mishpat, based on the pasuk of Sur Shalim Pa'olo, and all of these things. This is really a parasha that has many, many ikrei emuna. We saw last time the Pirshei Mashai of the Rambam about being able to understand some elements of mishpat, but not all elements of mishpat. Now we're going to see a piece of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. Vadas hachamishi sidatenu, v'tzani loy madas teresenu, v'ani yodi acho mimenu ma shekosuf zirveinu boi, v'a sheminu hamon chachamenu. So he said, the fifth das, he speaks about different deis, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his mishpat, and so on and so forth. And the Rambam says, I will tell you what our emuna is. A person has free will totally, as opposed to, let's say, Muslim type people who can feel that's very deterministic. A person can do and accomplish everything that a person can accomplish, and without needing any nace or nugria. Animals can move by their own will. That's what Hashem wanted. In other words, it's not in any way a contradiction. It's not in any way a contradiction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's total ability. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a bubble where animals could move freely and people can decide what to do. Nobody argues that. Nobody thinks that a person's actions are predetermined, because that would make the whole Torah really obsolete and senseless. Michlal Pinas Tesmarbenu, another Ikre Muna is Shahu Yisbaruch Le Yitochnolov Ha'ovul V'Shuntzad Matzdadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot do wrong. V'Shekol Mashav Ne'odah Min Aroh Samakas, and all that happens to a person of the things that are bad, or Yasigu Min Atoivis, or good, Le'ishach Le'kol, HaKol Hu Al-Atzar Ha'roi B'Mishpat Ha'yosha She'im Abol Klal. It is all that is appropriate for a person without any avo, without any miscarriage of justice. Even if a person had a splinter that went into his hand and came out with a tiny speck of hurt, that was some sort of oinish. And he got a drop of anor, good coffee in the morning, that's a gmul. In this is an important caveat. We don't have full understanding of it. It's just, and let's take a simple marshal. Imagine an animal is living in a family, a dog or a cat. Hard for myself to put myself into the feet of a dog and a cat, but they have vision and they can see what goes on. There are certain elements that are familiar to them. Somebody threatening them, somebody petting them, feeding them. Those are things. There are many, many things that don't make any sense whatsoever. It just doesn't make any sense to a cat or a dog, because it doesn't make sense, meaning it can't be translated into any of the cat or dog understandings. That's not that part of the world. So they will have to conclude what they're doing is not senseless, but I can't make heads or tails of it. Same thing with a cat and dog. A young child may understand some elements of his parents' interaction. Many things doesn't understand. And the one thing he needs to understand is that it's not senseless. It has rhyme and reason, just he doesn't have access to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words are mishpat. They are not, many of it doesn't translate into things we understand or know. And in a sense, the Rambam doesn't hold of it, but when the Ramban speaks about Gilgulim, the point of Gilgulim is not that we can identify exactly what happened and so on. Gilgulim is something we don't understand. I mean, it doesn't, to talk about it in coarse terms, as if it exists and it's, in a way that we can talk about it. I was this Gilgul, you were that Gilgul, my Gilgul married your Gilgul, the first Gilgul. That type of stuff is garbage. What it means is simply, what we see in front of us is part of a picture. And sometimes it's totally intelligible within the context of this picture, and sometimes the things from before, and whatever that means. It's like somebody looking from another dimension. If you're living in two dimensions and something pops in or out from the top or the bottom, you look at it and you say to yourself, it doesn't make any sense, but it follows a certain set of laws. Hinei kvayizbaru eila deyes, behu, shekol ma shetir minyanim de'odem ishalfin, yashva risto shu mikra gama. So Aristotle believes that anything that happens is a mikra. V'yachshava hasarya, and the certain types of Muslims think, shunim shach l'ratzon levad, that it's all predetermined. V'tachshav katamuz, amotzil shunim shach l'chochma, that everything is a feedback, it's a response to a person. Now, schar and onesh could be pain and pleasure. A schar could also be that if you do one thing, for instance, if a person passes math 101 of flying colors, we give him honors math that's much more difficult. So when a person goes from doing something right and he gets an Isayin, that might be a sign, it's a feedback, but it's not a sign that he did wrong, it might be a sign that he did really well. We don't know. So as far as the Asharaya goes, they could believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hurts a good person. Well, that's what God wants. God wants him to toast. Why? The more zealous say that that's wrong, and even animals have schar and so on, which is also something we don't believe in. Everything that happens to a person is a response to something. I think this is what we've described in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do avil. Lo yanesh echad mimenu ala mechuyev aroy lo einesh. I want to sharpen a certain definition. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do avil, it already implies the first part of it, meaning as follows. In my interaction with somebody, I can interact in one of two ways with another person, based on myself, based on himself. For instance, I have two people vying for a job. So, and one of us made a lot of effort and put in a lot of work and prepared hard and did really, really a lot to get the job. I like the second guy better. I think he works better, I like him better, whatever it is. I choose the second guy with the first guy. The first guy says it's not fair. He's right. If this was a case of reward and punishment, if it was a mishpat type of setup, then he has a time that's not fair. But since it's not within the context of Mishpat, it's in the context of what's good for me and what I like. So I take the second one. Second one works better. Second one is nicer guy, cracks better jokes, and will be more enjoyable in the workplace. He does less work than the first guy. But I'm trading in productivity at the workplace for a fun guy. Okay? So the word is not fear. It doesn't mean anything, because in the context, it's me and about me and whatever shirt I want to buy, it's whatever employee I want to employ. But let's say this is a situation where it's a reward set up. It's a recognition. We're now here to recognize the good people. So if I recognize the person who didn't do what he's supposed to do, that's not fair, because I had put a caption that this is going to be with the process of mishpat. If a judge decides he favors one part of the other, not because his proofs or arguments are better, but likes the other guy better. So the avla is not that he likes the other guy. It's within the context of mishpat that's not supposed to happen. So if you're running the world in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then whatever he wants, he does. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atzur Tamim Pa'olo, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with Gidrei Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Drach of Mishpat. So, Kichol Drach of Mishpat. So once it's Mishpat, then it's the concept of Ovel is possible, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Ovel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to run this world in a way of Mishpat. Al zeh da'atim shchut divrei chachamim chum, shem timtzein, she'atu timtzein oim bevi'ur, ein misa b'lei chet, lo yisrim b'lei avim. Ba'amru b'midah shal amoydet bo moydim loy, v'zeh lashon ha'mishneh, u'bi'aru b'chol mokam, sh'ha'mishpat mechuyu b'chreach b'chukri yisparach. V'hu she'yigmol ha'oibid al kol ma she'yasi ma'isa ha'bur v'yoysha, v'af al pi shal tziva boy al yidei navi. So he says another thing that he adds over here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes and rewards a person even if he didn't command him to do something, if the seichel is mechayev a person. Let's see that line again. There's a bit of a mechayev like that in by stone, and Rambam says it here. If a person's seichel yosher should be dictated to a person that this is wrong, then he's going to be held accountable for it. But so in the lema has harim in the avul v'chamis amru. So the Rambam says, you see that Eina Mitzvah Va'isa also has Chav Onish, except that it's bigger if you're a Mitzvah. So a person is accountable for that. Valzeh Ikad Nimshko Kol Divreya. So he says he has a problem. What about what does it mean? Yisrim shel ava says even if the person didn't do an avera, v'hu shalafi zeh hadas efshe sheyachulu b'adam makas lepesha kodem. So how does a person suffer hurt without any crime? Avol harbes gemula, just to give him more schar. He says there's no pasuk, and now the Rambam holds in a few places that if you have an agadata that is a das yochid, you don't follow that agadata. You need that follow. You don't follow the agadata. The Rambam says this doesn't have any mocker in the Torah. It's one madyama, and we don't pass like that. Don't confuse this with the inyan of an isayin. He said, "I will later explain to you what an isayin is." So the Rambam says, "Yisrim shel ava does not mean an isayin; it just means kilo a person gains by suffering." The Rambam says, "Doesn't make any sense." Rambam doesn't hold by it. Now he says, he adds another piece, and this is interesting, it's a piece that people have spoken about. People ask about it, Bizman Hazeh, it's crazy, but people do ask. The Torah deals with people, not with animals. For an animal, we never heard about it. He says, there are some going that held of it. He said it's an alien thing. The Torah does not deal. Dogs and cats, no matter how nice they are, don't make it olam haba.
Who's this Katam
Mozilla? It's one of the Islam in the Rambam's days, was a dominant religion. It also was intelligent in those days. They had a lot of science and philosophy. And the Rambam deals with their philosophies as in a very serious way. In the Rambam's gallery of big people, so Aristotle obviously commands a very, very prominent role. And then there's the Mutkalim, Mu'adzila, there's, I think, Ibn Rashad. These are people, so these were two or three sects in Islam that had different shitas and deis, and the Rambam addresses it. The Rambam Moravuchim, in many places, he feels, he needs sometimes to weed out ideas that he felt came in through them. So I don't know exactly all of these are what they held. I'll mention occasions like here and other places, the Mutkalim and the Mu'adzila, and he sort of used them as markers to, like in this Indian, you have what they hold and what we hold, and so on. Okay, next one's Rabbeinu Bechaya, where it speaks about the pasuk of called Rochav Mishpat and so on. And Bechaya brings in an interesting point over here. Bnei Farsh had sur tam paaloi ki Moshe Ramaz bekan tzirasa shal Mishum v'chetem einishay. It's referring back to the original chet, the original einish, which is Adam Rishon. V'inyan v'pnei shayu hu siba shegel mishpat kol todaisav. We're long, we've gotten over Adam Rishon a long time ago. What's this? He says, because this is being said on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Patira. So we need to address the music of Misa in the world as well. The backdrop for what he's saying is Misa. So in other words, what's happening now is part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's, the Misa of Moshe is part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mishpat and so on. The word tsur here doesn't mean a rock. It means the source of all tsurais. Moshe Dorshu Razal ein tsur kalakena ein tsar kalakena. V'chein tsur elamim tsar shnei elamim. V'oksim barim rishon v'yetz Hashem lakim es odom. V'inyin ha-kosuf. Ki hatsur kishiyotar marishin, when a kashprop performed the rishin shay polo my sedub, hoisa kavanosa beliosi tomim eva shemret hashvaim. The original intent was that Adam be perfection. Ulafisha chata had nisha bemisa. And because he sinned, he got misa. Bezeo bemishpat. Zeo kicholdrach of mishpat to kela muna. Kloimus hadoris holfim vukaya vein ol mishpat ekstatic vashal. So basically, in a certain sense, Moshe Rabbeinu is being matzdik his din on him and saying we all are still suffering in the wake of Adam Rishon, and Misa was nigzan d'vriya because of the chet of Adam, and that's still continuing. V'zeh v'mishlat tizeh ki kodach v'mishlat kukeh l'amunah koyim ha'deres cholchem v'okayim v'en ol mishpatik zay yoshu. V'akotar sh'achman farash v'vaya chetar, hu sh'om ha'shiches loy v'la'om ha'lohem. So it's going back now, the next psukim are going to go on Adam and Ishtalshus of Chet. So he says, Shiches Loi means he destroyed himself, or Shiches Loi means Akarish Baruch Hu Kabi Yachol. What does that mean? Rosh Chosah Hazeh Hu Mashi Adata Shekizis Venetzius Venetzius Buchet Oifa Egel Shiskan Lashna Hazeh Ba'atzmoy Shichis Amcha Apal Pi Shechet Choluk Loi Kitzis Ava Bonim Okamecha. So he says the Shichis Loi, the destruction Kaviyachul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means what's called kitzus benetius. Let's explain. It's a phrase used very commonly in Ramban and in Rabbi Mechaya. The just like in the Torah, we find avodah zarah is always pictured as the primary chet. It's the worst aver, and it seems to be like the root of averis. Kitzus benetius is an intellectual form of it. Whenever I look at things in the world that are functioning to some degree, and I disassociate that to some degree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Kitzus Benetius. So, l'mashal, Adam is, when Adam HaRishon was told, you know, you can give God a vacation and become as big as him. Adam is meant to be an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam is supposed to perceive himself as Tzolom Elokim because it's Vayipach V'apav. It's because the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coursing through my lungs and heart. But when I say, hey, I feel very godlike this morning, I've got this divine stuff in me, so what I'm doing is cutting off the branch from the roots. That's the worst of Eretz, Avodah Zarah, in a finer form. So Adam Rishon did it, and the Chet Osa Egel, that's why it's called Shichis. In other words, any type of refined Avodah Zarah, not the crude stuff where a primitive nation just takes a rock and worships it, but where we sort of say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works through an emissary, and so on and so forth, that's called Kitzus Benetius, and that's called Ashchasa. So even though he says Adam and Chet Egel were not at the same time, they both had the same root. Ubir oida kosev mashaya chet vashkosa zula admission, vizer shama loy, claim milas loy. Vushava aloy sase, beomer it's a dasa, toiv loy sechonimen. Vizer shama shiches loy loy. In other words, the first no in the Bria, the first not in the Bria, was destroyed by Adam HaRishon. The Vama Bonav Mumam, ki Bonav Kayim Vehevel Ishchisu, So all of this brought about the later Ashchasa of Kain and Hevel. Once you destroy boundaries in the Bria, that there's no loy in the Bria, then everything goes. Okay, we'll hold it here. Good job. All the best.